Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is the second hour, or third hour. Whoa, it's gone by so fast. 9 a.m. Central Time, you are at top of the hour, wherever you are. We're just glad that you're joining us at the Power Hour today. Stan Deyo is our guest, StanDeyo.com. Click on today's guest. It'll take you right there. We're going to be taking your phone calls because I know there are so many people that want a chance to talk to him. I'm going to give you the whole hour to be able to talk to Stan Deyo. Stan, before we get into the phone calls, though, who do you think, where are or who are the movers and shakers right now that are determining what is happening in our world?
Certainly the large corporations are under control, these conglomerate corporations. The governments of the nations are really run by the financial structure of the planet, the banking system. And so when you look at who's behind it, look, follow the money, as they say. And the money is in the hands of old money in Europe and some new money here in the United States. But the majority of control, I think, is in Europe, England. In the city of London, the financial city of London, and in the Middle East. And these are the major power structures now remaining after, you know, the turf wars have completed amongst the rich on the planet. What is going to change all this is, in fact, may already be changing it, is that the people, the families at the top of all this who are apparently in charge are themselves going to be or are already being subjected to the quote-unquote alien presence. And it has been here for, you know, probably back to the days of Eden, as I was talking about, when this whole courtroom drama started to settle the conflict in the heaven. And we're like a virtual courtroom where damage here doesn't really matter in the parallel universe above us, or universes, if there are levels to it, like you speak of. So you can't really fight and, you know, say down with this administration or that government or that corporation or whatever will defeat you by that. It's too far advanced now, and it's out
now
of there.
Voting them all out is not going to be the answer, is it?
No, it's not. And if we didn't have the promises in the Bible about how this is all going to come to an end, how it's going to play out, and how the true Messiah of the world will arrive and dispossess the imposter Messiah that's arriving right now somewhere out there. We're at ground zero for the announcement of the official alien presence and their human representative at the head of a world government. That's what I talk about in the Cosmic Conspiracy. I was really moved this year to get that 2010 edition put in there about the nearness of the alien ruse, the pretend Messiah that arrives to help mankind organize himself. And this power, the technology they have is so far beyond us. I mean, thousands of years ahead of us. They were flying saucers and stuff like that before the Garden of Eden was ever set in motion. So we cannot fight their technology, and they're going to use that technology to support a world government, which will, in essence, try to destroy Israel, all Jewish people on the earth, and any of the Christian groups that are here from witnessing against the deception. And it's going to be a great alien deception here very shortly. There are a lot of people out there in the UFO thing that are saying, release the documents, you know, tell the truth, the aliens are here, and they're going to sing the praises when it happens and say, ah, we knew they were here, and look, they're good guys, they're going to help us. And this will be a great deception that was forecast in many prophecies in the Bible and elsewhere, in reliable prophetic utterances. So, this is where we are, and it is most important that we realize that we have backup, and I'm of the position that a rapture, a catching away of the believers, whether they're Jewish believers or Christian believers or what, that this they will be caught away out of the time of great tribulation that is upon the earth, almost as we speak it began.
You know, you just opened up the whole rapture can of information here.
Yes.
And I don't want the program to deteriorate into, and I don't mean deteriorate negative wise, but I mean to move into that direction only, ladies and gentlemen. I want this to be for other things. So let's not discuss rapture, pro or con. That's his belief, and that's why he thinks we're headed the direction we are. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Joy Schreiley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests.
help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Us the Power Hour today is 8 minutes after the hour. Sandeo is our guest. Your host is Joyce Riley. Thank you very much for being at the Power Hour. Present and accounted for. Sandeo.com is the website, D-E-Y-O. I encourage you to go there. But I even more, I encourage you to think about getting the book, Cosmic Conspiracy. It says right on the front of the book, Final Edition 2010, ladies and gentlemen. And there must be a reason for that, but I don't know that I'm going to ask him that question right now. Let's go to the callers. They have lined up for sure. Man, did they fill up fast. Let's go to Dave in Vermont. Dave, you're on the air with Sandeo. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to ask Stan if he was familiar with the report from Iron Mountain, if he knew anybody that was engaged in that special study group, and if he could speak.
Good question. Okay, you got really bad reception. Good question there. Let me just, John, why don't you go put him on hold because it's pretty bad reception. Dave in Vermont wants to know if you knew anybody that was involved in the preparation of Iron Mountain report.
No, I don't know anybody that was involved in it. You might kind of laugh at this, but we have our server here, our internet server that holds our website and stuff. It's stored under guard with lethal force at Iron Mountain.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's the same one. Iron Mountain was over east, and it was a mine, and they've converted to storing a lot of digital information and protecting it with lethal force. But as far as the Iron Mountain report, I don't think I knew any. anyone involved in the creation of it, but it was certainly prophetic in its own way.
Yeah, there is a storage company that stores a lot of attorneys' documents at Iron Mountain. It's a proprietary company. Let's go to Annie in Indiana. Annie, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Stan Deo.
Stan, it's an honor to speak with you.
My pleasure.
I wanted to ask you about one of my heroes, and a lot of people aren't aware of who he is, and I think we all owe him a debt of gratitude for what he tried to do for us, Secretary James Forrestal. Around 1947, he wanted to tell the American people of the, quote, alien presence he thought we had a right to know. He was immediately put into the psych ward of the Bethesda Naval Hospital and consequently thrown from the 16th floor, suicided. I only recently found out that that was not the only reason that he had to go. Secretary Forrestal was also Admiral Forrestal, who along with Admiral Byrd also wanted to tell the American people about the North and South Polar entrances. Byrd and Forrestal planned apparently to spill the beans together, but after Forrestal was suicided, Byrd apparently got the message and shut up until his death. But I have long believed in the hollow earth theory. And Joyce recently gave me another puzzle piece. She dropped on the air that she had a mysterious caller who called once and told her would not identify himself. And he said that they have another human race underground. And he said, that's all I'm going to say, and you will never hear from me again. Could you comment on that?
Well, to begin with, I don't think that planets are just solid lumps. I address this to a small degree in the Cosmic Conspiracy in the section on Mars and the impact zone, which is Cydonia, of a smaller planetoid about 600 miles in diameter that was hollow. And it, as it cooled in its orbit, it had formed inverse mountains or crystals like pyramids down inside pointing towards the center of the planet. And, of course, this created a cavity when that small planetoid cooled. So it was like a 600-mile diameter geode that we get here. We crack open a geode in geology, a roundish-type stone, and you'll find quartz crystals, sometimes emerald and things, inside of it pointing inward to a cavity. So in a cool stage, yes. For a planet like Earth, it is cooling, but it's a long way from totally cooled. And there are inverse mountains that have been detected as mass concentrations under the surface of the Earth, like upside-down pyramids, but mountainous structures pointing into the core of the Earth. I do believe from my research into gravity and the nature of gravity and the waveform of it that we have layers or shells of solid mass inside the Earth with cavities above them and below them. To a point down toward the center where it becomes hot, very hot, where the molten core is. So if we have polar accesses to this, I don't think they're always open, but periodically they open and then they close. As far as beings under the Earth, I know that the Bible speaks of a large number of trapped beings in the Earth, the bottomless pit, they call it, and they're alive. And at some point here, in this time zone we're living in, the next probably 7 to 10 years, the gateway to the underworld will be opened, it says, by a messenger from the heavens who will come in from the upper regions, I guess the parallel universe, and open it up to let them out. And they are the ones that have been incarcerated for their rebellion against the God of Gods. They'll come upon the earth and start just killing people. It'll be a horrific slaughter, but that's from the book of the Revelation of John. So I do believe that it is quite possible to have sentient beings in some form living beneath the surface in their own shell and trapped there until the ports are open.
Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to – thank you, Annie. Let's go to Jim in Colorado. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Stan Deo.
Hi, Stan. It's Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Down in Wordway. I've wrote you emails before.
I know.
Was wondering, was this oil spill created to be such a mess that only alien technology could come down and clean it up? And my second question is their representative going to be the one that Kathleen Keating wrote about in her three books?
Jim, hold on there. Let me just go to the first. As far as the oil spill, whether it was intentionally done, I don't know. The damage is certainly there, and it is one of many threats to the human existence that are severe that would cause people of the earth, no matter what country they're from, to rally behind the first being, or group of beings or whatever, that could solve planet Earth and bring peace again. So it's one of many factors that are going to bring a dependence upon the alien culture and technology, which is really fallen one. Now, your second question, Jim, sorry, I got off track. What was your second question about?
Is this representative the one that Kathleen Keating wrote about in her three books?
Now, I haven't read Kathleen's book. I've heard her on the radio. What are you saying, by name or by description?
The Maitreya.
Well, yeah. It is quite possible.
You're talking about Maitreya?
It's quite possible because having studied, Krim's revelations about the Maitreya and seeing the pictures that kind of float around the Internet, whether they're real or not, I don't know. But it is trying to turn people toward a supernatural solution, a Messiah. And the Bible clearly states there will be a fake Messiah coming. And Maitreya, in the Hebrew, when I translated that, does come out 666. So whoever wears that title may be a former Kenyan, if you get my drift, or someone else in Europe or in the royal family. But somewhere
now,
soon we're going to see him pop up.
Is there a person that considers himself the Maitreya today?
Well, if there were, it's not being made public.
Okay.
But I'm sure that he will be like his father, the devil. He will be arrogant beyond belief, an ego bigger than Ben-Hur, and will have technology to back him up. This is what's going to impress people. Anybody
Ooh,
can come say, I'm the one. But you've got to have the ability to draw fire down from the heavens, lightning from the heavens, and strike things. And you got to move mountains. You've got to be a real mover and shaker to convince all the religions of the planet. So look for that guy.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jim, from Colorado. Let's go to Josh in Missouri. Is that our Josh?
Josh.
Hey, Josh. Yeah, I'll tell you what. The minute he heard we had this new book, he was over here to get it. And, Josh, you got the book, didn't you?
I do have the book, and I spend many hours going through it. And, one of my favorite books of all time is The Vindicator Scroll, and we spoke before, Stan. I don't want to waste a lot of time, so I'm just going to go to my questions. I have two parts, and if you could explain your translation of the abomination that causes desolation, because you have a new take on it than what I've heard.
Right.
And also, with the coming, great deception, could you discuss the correlation between the possible correlation between the coming deception and the technology used in the Hindenburg?
Okay. Yes, I think I understand where you're going with that. All right. The abomination of desolation in Daniel, when I and I don't have that exact wording in front of me, but when I translated that, the abomination which makes desolate is talking about a thing like a plague type thing, and when he places it in the Antichrist places it in the temple area there of the of Jerusalem on the Temple Mount in the new temple is going to be built. It is called an abomination because it can destroy and make desolate all things around it. Now, I got to thinking, the Antichrist worships a god of forces, as it says in Daniel. Force being the operative word. Force like a dictator. Force like fear. And if you placed an atomic bomb, which does make desolate, in the middle of the Temple Mount, even in the temple of Israel at the time they rebuilt one, if you place an atomic bomb in there with a dead switch that you have in your hand and you're the Antichrist, and you say to them, if you have any more wars or spats or whatever, I'll level your holy places, starting here. And now the Bible does warn, when you see this happen, get out of Jerusalem. Don't go for your luggage up in the attic or whatever. Run and get out as far away from Jerusalem as you can. And I think that's because sudden destruction, as it says, is coming from a nuclear device.
Okay, we got to go to the break. We'll be right back after this four-minute break, and I'm going to ask Josh what he would recommend, or if he would recommend this book to other people. We'll be right back since he's already read it, was the first one to get it when we had it at the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Four-minute break. This is the Power Hour with Stan Deo.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 20th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,177.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,209.62, $604.81 for a half ounce, or $302.40 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,209.62, $604.81, or $302.40.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You are at the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. Stan Deo is our guest, and he always creates a tremendous amount of interest from our listeners. We got lots of callers. Now, we had Josh on the line. Josh has dropped off, so I'm not going to be able to ask him about the book, but I know what his thoughts are. He is just, well, like he said, he spent hours with it. You were talking about the abomination that causes desolation. Is there anything else you wanted to add to that, Stan?
I was trying to remember what Josh's second question was.
Okay, the coming deception related to the Hindenburg.
Oh, okay, the Hindenburg, very quickly. A lot of engineering and physics people will say, if flying saucers, 30, 40, 50-foot diameter flying saucers appeared, that could be human technology because, we have advanced projects that are even larger than that in the air. However, if a large craft, let's say a mile in diameter, appeared, and the little craft came out of that and exhibited anti-gravity and, you know, special tricks, people, physicists, engineers, would tend to say, well, there must be something we don't know about because this is physically impossible to have a structure that big, you know, intact and not falling apart from just the weight of its own members. Whether or not the 1 mile diameter craft was filled with helium and floated and used anti-gravity or what, or whether it was just using a whole anti-gravity system, each of the little spacecraft or saucers inside of it could be placed at like 30 foot, 60 foot spacing from each other to form a grid and to, in essence, their power make the anti-gravity for the craft. But to bring in a Hindenburg type thing carrying aircraft, but with this super technology, would impress most locals, especially when the shadow of it blocks out your town. That's all I was going to say.
Okay.
It's a matter of scale.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. All right. Howland, Tennessee. Good to hear from you, Josh. Howland, Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Joyce, and good morning, Stan.
Good morning.
First, I'm a retired airline captain, a little background. And number two, I'm a ham radio operator, and I have a couple questions related to infrared technology. We had an experience here just 6 to 8 weeks ago where we had 7 seismic events in the Tennessee Valley just west of Maryville, Tennessee. On my property, I have infrared technology, PIR, passive infrared, and I have infrared night vision cameras, obviously, for personal security here at our small farm and so forth. And I made a couple observations during the seismic activity. Number one, I saw bubbles, millions of little bubbles that look like the kids blow through into the soap, and millions, my wife observed them, these bubbles just coming up around out of the ground. And, of course, we noted that and wanted to get a copy of the tape over to the University of Tennessee Geology Department, et cetera, but we've never done it.
You do have a tape of that still?
No, I do not. I was just getting the reason I do not is I was just getting, we had this stuff installed, all this technology, and I wasn't acquainted with the retrieval capabilities.
Right.
And, of course, after 32 days, unless you burn it to a CD,
yeah,
you know, it's lost. So it's 500 gigabyte capability. Now, these small bubbles range anywhere from, say, tennis ball up to near softball size. And if you look at, when you go back to your QTH, just look up Maryville, Tennessee. You go to NEIC, government website, earthquake activity, and you can note these. There's a 3.3 max on the Richter scale down to the 2.3s and 2.2s. And I wanted to mention that to you and see if you ask you if, number one, do you think it is significant? And the number two part of my question, number two question is this. What do you know about IR capability as it relates? And as you know, knowing IR, it detects heat energy. And keep that in the back of your mind, and I'm going to ask you, is it possible for our technology, that is night vision, to detect spirit beings? And the reason I ask that question is we have noted some circular, you know, floating around on the back deck and patios and out in the driveways and so forth that are mysterious.
Okay, let me get to Stan because we're going to run out of time here. Stan, number one, is that significant, what he just said on the infrared technology?
About the bubbles?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I think it is. Gosh, are we out of time already here? Or
we got a 3-minute break, and then we'll come back after this 3-minute break.
All right. But, well, let's address that after the break then.
We will. And then we got a 15-minute segment there. So we'll be back after this 3-minute break with Stan Deo and Hal from Tennessee. That is Harry Grothjohn territory. Harry, we love you. Oh, we love you so much. We'll be right back. 3-minute break.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news letters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Welcome back to Power Hour. 33 minutes after the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot going on in this world. There's a lot to keep us distracted with, but we have to find where our base is. We have to stay focused and centered. And I was telling Standeo earlier that I keep the serenity prayer right in front of me at all times, that God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, because we're hearing about a lot of things that we just as soon not hear about. But believe me, there is a power much greater that controls all this. We had questions from Hallen, Tennessee, regarding the significance of those bubbles. Do you want to address the significance of those bubbles, Stan?
Yes, the light balls or bubbles. There are several types that have been recorded in history in recent years. One was a friend of mine, Dr. Rajanasan in Thailand. He was a medical doctor. He and his partner had a clinic, and they had noticed a number of people dying, went through certain behavior when they died on their bed there on the operating table. So they determined, and this is going back 40, 45 years ago, they determined they would build a glass cage and seal in a dying patient who was terminal. They got permission of the patient and his family, and would weigh his body to see if it changed weight when he died. And so as he breathed his last breath, and they were watching, standing there right next to him in the room, and it was a fairly low light level, a ball of light popped out of the man's chest as he expired. and danced around inside the glass cage just briefly, and then the glass cage exploded from the inside out, and the ball of light was gone. Across the river from them, where a huge battle hundreds of years before it happened, and hundreds of soldiers had been killed or died there, it is said that on certain nights you can take the canal boats across and you can see balls of light over the graves of that battlefield. Now, that's the spiritual energy type ball thing. But what I think the man in Tennessee was seeing in his case was related to the earthquake movement nearby, because earthquake pressures on the rock, which are crystalline, believe it or not, you can fracture these rocks and they will release charges of electricity. But on a large area of tectonic plate stress like that, when it compresses a structure or strata of this crystalline rock, it can produce balls of light that float up right through. They just go right through the earth. So it wasn't there. It's like ball lightning goes right through a door. And they can stay in existence for, 5, 10, 15 seconds before they pop and disappear. And I think that's what he was seeing. And strange enough, most of ball lightning that occurs when you have kind of frustrated thunderstorms that can't find out where to go direct discharge lightning, they produce some of these fireballs, which are usually red in the infrared spectrum as well, which is why he probably picked it up easily on his IR camera.
Interesting.
So I think that's what it was, and I think they are important as perhaps a precursor of an imminent earthquake in an area.
Okay, now, Hal, if you're still there, you had a question regarding the infrared capability and the heat energy.
Yes, we noted some, I call it dents, and if you're a scientist with a curious technical mind, people in that work in that field know what I mean by dense energy observed on a night vision infrared camera. We have noted those on the back patio. They change form and they hovered above a doghouse. We also observed similar objects of energy, and these are dents, Stan. You know what I'm talking about.
I do, in Australia.
Yeah, good echoes, and we've noted those on the driveway.
Okay, let me get his response, because I've got to go to some of the other callers. We are lined up.
Hal, I think that may be a different form of energy for sure. It's like the Min-Min lights in Australia, in New South Wales, and Queensland. The Aborigines have been seeing them for generations, and they say that they are like spirit beings, because like when the Europeans began to move into the region, the ball lightning or the ball phenomenon, this glowing Min-Min light that floated over the ground, increased. People tried to fire on them, and with weapons, and they would disappear, but then shortly after that reappear again. And so it's weird.
Okay.
It's something out of the ordinary.
Thank you very much, Hal, for the phone call. Let me go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. With Stan Deo.
Good morning, Joyce. Good morning, Stan. I've enjoyed your work over the many years, Stan, especially on Art Bell's old show and different things. But I have a question, actually two questions. One, do you know anything about the young 30-something David Supreme Rockefeller, who is the chairman of SD Holdings and SD Bank Holdings? And number two, with your time in the United States and Australia, I was wondering if you met any of the members of the Majesty 12 group, and if you did, could you tell us a bit about that? Thank you.
Okay.
First question, no, I don't know much about the young John Rockefeller. These days I tend to focus on the grand plan rather than the individual human players, because it's bigger than most of them. So, well, all of them, in fact. Mm-hmm. The second question, Joyce.
Do you know anything regarding the Majesty 12?
Okay, I haven't met any of them. To my knowledge, sir, I have not met any of them. I did study as much about the alleged members as I could, and I did treat that in the back of the Cosmic Conspiracy book. As you can see on our website, we have several books at standeo.com where we talk about the things related to this. The Vindicator Scrolls is almost out of stock now, but the the cosmic conspiracies there, and you can see in the outline there with trying to treat portions of this, the Majestic 12, and explain from their viewpoint why they did what they did.
Okay, quickly, what is the Majestic 12 for those that don't know?
It was a group of industrialists, scientists, military personnel at the end of, well, at the end of World War II, who formed were formed into commission by Dr. Gordon Gray in the early 50s. And this group of 12 men were set the task of keeping the identity of the alien presence on the planet secret and developing underground technologies from back engineering that to help us defend ourselves against them. So they were, in essence, they were trying to do the right thing by keeping it quiet till they knew more about it. But it got out of their control later. A stronger group took over the Majestic 12, and the original group no longer had that much influence. So
okay.
Sad, but that's what it was.
All right, let's go to Ray in Texas. Ray, you're on the air with Stan Deo. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Stan. Hello, Joyce. How are you doing?
Hi, Ray.
Stan, do you know what USAF is?
USAF?
Yeah, I'm ex-USAF military. Stands for Unacknowledged Special Access Projects.
Yeah, we had you called in before again.
Oh,
one
yes.
time when he was on the last time.
I don't make these kind of calls, but I wanted to talk with Stan. Stan, your book, I haven't read your book. I don't usually listen to the or read the books or anything like that because I don't really take what these people they write what people want to hear. Anyway, do you talk about the TR-3B and the secret space program or the Alpha Sites, the off-world Alpha Sites?
No, I don't. A lot of that, like the TRB, became somewhat in the public knowledge.
TRB is what?
Go ahead.
It's called the TR-3B. It's 3 football fields in length, 3 stories high, and it's capable of intergalactic travel. Most people don't know that, but that's where a lot of your so-called tax money is going to, these black projects. Stan, have you talked about the Blue Beam Project, which is coming up?
Not in the book. I don't think I mentioned the book, but the Blue Beam would be part of the Great Deception anyway. So I do speak about it in lectures and on radio shows, but I don't believe I addressed it by that name, even though I addressed the concept in the Cosmic Conspiracy.
Okay, let me ask you, Ray. Ray, is there any comments you'd like to make? You say you don't normally read these books, but what comments would you like to make regarding what you know is going on?
I would like to say that not all extraterrestrials are bad. And these people writing in these books write what people want to hear. And the so-called secret government is going to try to get people against these extraterrestrials, which are actually the good ones. The first wave that are going to come, that's the Blue Beam Project. That's the government. That's them trying to fool you. So that's wrong, okay? But there are good extraterrestrials that are benevolent. Let me tell you, Stan. If they wanted to destroy this planet, they could have done it a long time ago, let me tell you, okay?
Well, all right, I understand where you come from. If you do get a chance to read my book, do that, because I do address the fake alien invasion first and the fake, messiah-type character first. And I do agree with you, there are good and bad visitors to this planet because, as the old legends or old writings talk about, these beings came from the upper levels, like parallel universe, down to our area to create this virtual reality for a specific purpose. And you were right, they could destroy the planet in the blink of the eye. But this is more a battle for the souls of men than anything else, not for the planet, the territory, any of the things that we have here as resources. So I agree with you in that respect.
Okay, anything else that we should know, Ray?
Yeah, the technology that the government has is 2,000 years in advance of anything that we've seen right now. So when you do see something that they have, such as the TR-3B, people are going to think it's extraterrestrial, and it's not. They won't.
Well,
I do have to stress that all extraterrestrials are not bad. There are some good ones, actually a lot of good ones. Any race that's able to get out there amongst the stars usually are benevolent and are wanting to help.
Are you doing anything in preparation of what might be coming, Ray?
Already have.
Such as?
Well, I'm a long-time abductee as well. So, I also know. That's why I was, drafted into the USAP program. Government wanted to know what I knew.
All right, let me just ask Stan. Now, you said that you don't trust a lot of the material in these books. Let me ask Stan. Stan, do you trust what Ray is saying?
Well, I am cautious of it because as an abductee, he would have been programmed for one way or the other. And the only thing I can say is that there will be a fake alien landing. Mankind was developing technology to that end, and our infrastructure was taken over by the real alien beings here, which are, you know, from the time of the Garden of Eden, that they were the fallen ones from our Creator's domain, wherever that is. So, you know, don't be fooled is all I'm saying. The Creator of this planet, of our solar system, of our universe as we know it, would have the technology to make it known when he arrives through everyone, all living things, all at once, and would not say to you, I'm in this secret place in the desert or here or there, come and visit me there. He would be where you are. And that's the difference between a fake arrival of the real Creator and those who would pose as creators of our world and us.
I hope that kind of anything else you'd like to add, Ray?
Yes, Stan, don't you think I would have thought of that by now?
I don't
thought
know.
Of what?
What he just said.
I didn't know. Because I don't know you, sir. I was just trying to throw that out there for help, if you take it that way.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call, Ray. I do appreciate your calling in, and stay with us in the future. We'd like to hear what you have to say. John, do we have any callers? Lynn in Oklahoma. Lynn, you're on the air with Standeo. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi, Joyce. Thank you. I just have one particular topic I'd like to ask Stan about. I just want to say this first. Ultimately, what this all boils down to is that this is a spiritual battle, just like Mr. Deo said. It's a battle for the spirit of man, ultimately. So I completely agree with Mr. Deo and what he said there. And my question for you, Stan, is this. Have you heard of an object that is purportedly in space that, again, purportedly the government knows about called a Black Knight satellite? Do you know anything about that?
No, I've never heard of that.
Well, supposedly what it is it's 13,000-year-old old-world technology that NASA knows about, the governments of the world know about. I've been trying to research it. I don't know if it's real or not, and I just wanted to ask you if you'd heard of it or if you know anything about it. Supposedly back in the 20s, I guess some ham radio operators from Norway had picked up a signal from it, and I was wanting again, to ask you if you had any info on this.
Okay.
Gosh, no. That's the first I've even heard a snippet of it. You can email me at standeo@standeo.com, and with some data that you collected, maybe I could pick it up from there. But gosh, no, I haven't. In short.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank
George,
you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Standeo.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to know I read about the coming of a false messiah 10 years ago in a book called The Great Controversy by Ellen G. White. I just want to know your commentary on that.
Well, I read Ellen G. White's book. In fact, at my first conversion, the conversion into Christianity, I studied with the Seventh-day Adventist and read a lot of their material, including Ellen G. White, which is, of course, a cornerstone. And as far as her work, I think it's for the most part inspired work. There are some things perhaps that I differ with the church on, the Seventh-day Adventist church, but not many. I do think we should observe the Sabbath, I do think that many of the things we talk about that are going to come to pass are fulfilling prophecy that was written before the church existed. So yeah, I think it's worth reading her book, and I think it's about to happen. That's why, because the Seventh-day Adventists do lean heavily upon the book of Daniel, as did our Messiah, calling Daniel a prophet when regular Judaism were not accepting him as a trained prophet because they said he hadn't ever talked to God direct, which they didn't know, but he had, which is explained in the 10th or the 12th chapter of Daniel. So does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, sir. I just want to make a commentary. Thank you.
And okay. I think also Ellen White was really on target with diet. And
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
My goodness. She was brilliant.
You had one of your sponsors at Ready Reserve Food I listened to during the last break there. Holly has done a lot of work, my wife Holly, on emergency preparation, as well as you know, because we've talked about her book, you know, the Dare to Prepare book.
Yes.
But there's a lot more than just the book on our website. There's a, over on the left, there's a little, like, menu that says preparedness. And it's rather misleading. It's just one little word. When you click on that, it's a whole other hidden website there, which talks about all the things and places and products that you need to try to prepare yourself to endure until the real Messiah arrives. And it's all free.
Oh, so, I think that's awesome. And I do hope you go to the website, standeo.com, and go to the Dare to Prepare section. That book we carry at the Power Hour also. And it is amazing, listener. I think we carry it, don't we? I can't remember right now. I better not say. Better not say. Anyway, it is an amazing book. And I've seen it, and I really believe that this is the kind of book that if you want to prepare, that's what you're going to need. We're going to be back after this break. Let's see. We'll go to Chris in Florida, Dave in New York, Chris in Texas after this break. We'll try to get to you if we can. Awesome show. Thank you very much to Stan Deo, and we'll be back 50 minutes after the hour. This is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for caring about your world and wanting to know more. We thank Stan Deo for joining us today. His book is The Cosmic Conspiracy. It's available at the Power Hour. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Tomorrow, in case I don't tell you, Gary Wood is going to be our guest. He is an attorney representing the Hartman Dairy Farm. The people there are under a gag order, but evidently Gary's going to be able to talk to us about what's going on at this dairy farm. Doreen Hannes will be joining us also in the third hour, and we'll be talking about some other lawsuits and some issues with respect to your health. And, of course, the control of your health. We're talking to Sandeo today, The Cosmic Conspiracy. I cannot do this book justice. There's no way. It is – maybe I ought to have Josh come on this program because Josh is – I mean, there's so much in here. I mean, there's too much to even tell you about, listeners, that will add to your life in a way that probably no one else can do. You know, free energy devices. We haven't even gotten to that. It's not, well, anyway, let's go back to the callers because I know they want to talk to you. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Morning, Joyce, Dan.
Morning.
Somebody else had mentioned Project Bluebeam, and back around 93, 94, just before they got searched by NASA, I did have a copy of that little orange spiral notebook that he sent out. Unfortunately, it's been destroyed. But they talk about holographic images and deceiving people. And voices being broadcast into your head on a, you know, more like on a global thing because the brain waves operate within a certain frequency range. And so therefore, do you think these things are possible? Because I do believe that false signs and wonders, who's not going to believe what they see and hear? You really have to guard your heart.
Okay.
Dave, I firmly believe and know that technology exists. It hits auditory responses. They've done it with microwave as well, beamed into heads. And the holographic images, yes, those can be projected, but not globally. I don't think they'll have some overlap there. And the language problem is another issue they have to deal with, so that everyone would hear it in their own language at the same time. But the Bible warning is that when the real Messiah comes, it will be as a lightning from the east to the west, brilliant light. Everyone will see it. Everything will know it. And that's going to be the separator from the imposter to them. There will be limitations on the technological expertise of the lying signs and wonders that will come.
Tom says, emailed me and said that the demons coming out of the fissures in the Gulf right now as we speak?
Gosh, I don't know. No information on that. It is like a black smoke coming up out of a pit when it's opened. I don't know. That's an interesting thought.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Okay, let me go to – thank you, Dave. Let's go to Chris in Texas. Chris in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning,
Stan. I just got one question, and I'll take my answer off the air. I just need want to know if you – knew Bill Cooper and how accurate is his book?
I knew Bill and actually supplied some information to him while he was writing his book. Yes, a lot of that's accurate.
A lot of it is accurate. What is not accurate that you could share with us?
I can't remember, actually, because it's the way he compiled the book. But there were some things I thought maybe I wasn't sure about, but he was. So
okay.
It's not enough to be excited about.
Okay, well, very good. Well, thank you very much, and thank you, Chris in Texas. I'm sorry, Jim in Missouri, we didn't get to you today. I do apologize. Thank you all for listening to the Power Hour today. You brought us up to number 3, so keep going to TalkStreamLive.com when we're on the air. It builds up our ratings, and it gets people to listen to us that never listened before. Thank you, Stan Deo, for joining us
in
the Power Hour. It's a blessing. You all have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember, we're going to be talking about the lawsuits over your food tomorrow with their attorney from the farm up north of us, who unfortunately, well, there's too many of them. They're now having federal involvement in their farms. You all have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you all.